Scott Laughlin, along with Patty Penn. Thank you, Eric Stock. Joined in the studio now by a couple of representatives from Illinois State University. It's the athletic director, Larry Lyons. Hi, Larry.
Good morning. How are you?
And with him, he brings a guy, Brock Spack.
How are you? It's been a while,
Coach
Scott.
Spack, how are you? I know it has been a while.
Coach,
good to
Patty,
see you both.
How are you?
We love that you dressed up because your boss is here.
No. He doesn't. I wish I could say that, but that's not the case. On the speaking tour, is it today?
Oh, doing the speaking tour.
Yes.
I know you spoke in front of the Kiwanis yesterday.
I guess you killed
Young
there.
Men's Club today.
Young Men's
Club today. Ooh, yep. Man, you are doing it all. Now, Young Men's Club, they've been known. Larry, have you ever spoken to the Young Men's Club?
Yes.
Did they throw rolls at you?
I answered the questions correctly, so I didn't get a roll.
Okay. I understand they do. They don't do that anymore? I have no idea.
I've never seen that either.
It's a rough crowd sometimes. Yeah. I've never seen that.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have an announcement to make, Larry Lyons.
How about that? Some big news.
Well, you had me on pins and needles for a couple of weeks. I had no idea what was going on. I did know that you signed with Learfield, though.
We signed with Learfield.
Why don't you explain who Learfield is, first off?
Learfield's a national company that it's called a multimedia rights company, and what they do is they come in and essentially purchase all of your multimedia rights, and that includes radio, television, arena signage, promotional things, anything that they can sell on your behalf, and then they guarantee a return to the institutions. They have 130 or 140 schools across the country. They're probably the leading multimedia rights group in the country, and they grew out of farm radio, essentially in Jefferson City, Missouri, and started with the University of Missouri with their multimedia rights, and it's grown into this big industry. And we went out on an RFP last year, and several companies responded to that, and Learfield came back with the best proposal for us in terms of it was a really simple business decision for us because of the guaranteed revenue and the growth of the revenue over a 10-year time span. But where it affects WJBC is essentially our contract ended on March 31st. So that the timing, if you could say there was good timing, it coincided. And then it was a matter of we need to find a new radio partner or an existing radio partner, and that's what Learfield's job was to negotiate that deal. And we're happy to say today that we're extending the contract with WJBC and Redbird Athletics.
Woohoo!
And we are excited too. So thank
you.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here. I'm asking Patty. We haven't heard. We don't know. The higher ups kept that stuff away from us. We didn't know what was going on, but now we learned. For the next 5 years,
right,
we'll be carrying an ISU, and we've been doing it for a long time.
Long time, 60+ years.
Is it really over 60 years?
You know, when we asked them, I said, the first place you need to go have a conversation is with WJBC. Because of the long-term partnership that we've had, and it was such a successful partnership. So that's with it. Now, it takes some time. This is a change for WJBC because you're used to doing all the legwork and the production and hiring the talent, and you had a contract with us. Now there's a third party in the middle that has been doing this for years around the country, and you're basically the production arm. They're going to be the sales arm.
Right.
Of the time, that sort of thing. You know, they'll still go out and they'll contract with Dick Lutke and the talent that everybody's used to.
Okay, so all the guys are part of it.
That's the step that's taking place right now. And I know Dick has had a conversation with them and it's a change for them too because Dick and the gang had contracted with WJBC.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a step that needs to take place, and I'm sure that'll happen very, very quickly, so that it'll be seamless to the listener.
Yeah.
The back room for JBC Athletics and Learfield is where the change is.
All right. You, as a football coach,
I don't
could
know
give a rat's behind.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Whatever's best for the school and for the department is what I can.
Well, the school is getting a lot of money from this deal.
Well, it's not to get too deep in the weeds, but the first-year guarantee for us is $1.2 million, which is a significant increase on what we were selling on our own.
We didn't give you $1.2 million last year?
You did not. You were a part of a number that was
a little less than that.
But it grows to $1.8 million in 10 years, and there was no way that we were going to be able to do that on our own in this market.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have access to the national markets, and they can package us with the Missouri Valley Conference, with the University of Illinois, with Southern Illinois, with Bradley, with Northern Illinois. They're all Learfield schools in the state of Illinois. There's some real efficiencies for them to have a group of schools in an area that they can put together. And the Illinois State brand, I will tell you, is extremely strong in the national market. And that's a reason that Learfield provided with us with such a really good offer in terms of coming on as our multimedia rights partner.
And Learfield is already handling people. I know in the Valley, in basketball, Bradley's a Learfield, right?
Bradley.
Over at University of Illinois, yeah. They're Learfield.
That's where the market.
And our sister station, too, carries some of that. So.
And the market is going that direction in Division I college athletics. We're kind of late to the party, if I can say that. And that was a lot of it was on me because I wasn't sure that we're doing a little less than $1 million a year. I wasn't sure that there was enough extra value there. Well, I was wrong. Our staff said, Larry, we need to do this. And we went out on the street, and we found out that there was some real value. And, again, that strong Illinois State brand carried the day. And, it's like I said, it's really good for us. We're really happy that JBC will stay on board as our radio partner. You're still going to do the production, and you're going to be the radio, the anchor. But it'll be a good move for us, and it'll be exciting to see how this goes.
So you'll be able to hear the games on our station, AM 1230. Also, our sister station, 93.7, Nash.
Icon.
Mm-hmm. Will there be others joining, let's call it a network, from around the state? Are you working on that now?
That's a goal for them to... Try now to have the anchor, the home radio station,
the flagship, yeah.
To try and find possibly Peoria, Pontiac, Decatur. Just think of the Central Illinois markets mm-hmm. that they might be able to get into. That'll be their next step. But
that's where it comes in for you, Brock, because you expose yourself to more people. People get interested, sells more tickets, brings bigger crowds and more excitement.
Exposure to recruiting,
to ISU football,
kids too.
Right, that's the key.
Because nowadays, do they want to know that they're going to be famous
Correct.
When they
well,
hear?
Well, when you talk about the Learfield name, my daughter went to work for Learfield right when she was done playing in the Big Ten. So it's tied to a lot of major sports programs, big hitters. So, when you're out there in the recruiting world, you want to be able to sell that, to families and to players. So you're going to be exposed to the best, mm-hmm.
All right.
Sports marketing people in the country.
And we'll still have coaches' shows?
Still have coaches' shows. We'll still do the same. You will still give away tickets, and you will still do the promotions. Again, to the listener, it will be seamless. It's, again, the back room part of the deal that we had to work through with Learfield. Now, we're going to stop saying Learfield. Redbird Sports Properties is the name of our entity.
Redbird Sports Properties.
RSP. Learfield's the home company, but every local group has their own name. So we are Redbird Sports Properties. So when there are – and our sponsors, there are existing sponsors who we've handed those contracts over to Learfield representatives, Redbird Sports Properties, that's who's going to start knocking on the door. And then the new folks that come on board will be contracting with Redbird Sports Properties.
All right. Who's got the SPAC stash shirts? Who gets those?
That's a good question. That'll be with our marketing and with Redbird Sports Properties.
Yeah, those are a hot item, man.
That's right.
SPAC stash shirts. Mm-hmm. Kidding me? All right. Well, it's good news. Good news.
Yes.
Glad we got the at least next five. Aren't those deals usually 5 years? I have no idea.
Yeah, well, it can
five-year
be
deal?
5 to 10 years. I mean, okay. And again, let's look at our.
You didn't want to commit to 10. Huh?
Well, they signed a 5-year deal. Again, that was Redbird Sports Properties. We're the benefit of that.
Yeah.
And with technology changing so fast, I think it was probably prudent to do 5 years, and let's see where it's at in another five years.
Well, we're very glad to be a part of it again. Brock, what's next for ISU football here? You guys got to get up and ready to go here.
Yeah, we're really busy. We just finished our camp season, and it just doesn't seem like – it seems the summer's over. You know, the NCAA and all their wisdom has changed our calendar, and that's why I'm dressed up today. You know, I've had to push up all our – usually I do this with Norm, and I have done this before, and we do it in August, right after two-a-days. But our two-a-days start at the end of July. They're not two-a-days anymore. So our players have lost over a week of summer, and and so has our, you know, the staffing. So the NCAA is going to look at that next year because they took 2 days away. Then we have to give the players a day off during the 3 week period of preseason, and then we actually will be in training camp. We'll be in preseason for 5 weeks, which we normally used to be three.
Oh my goodness!
So
that's
because,
hard.
Well, you take, you know, 29, you take away the 2 days, and now you don't have those. You can't condense it anymore. And the players lost some of their summer, and they realize what happened now, and because some of our players could be taking finals right up to the time they practice, and some people are going to we're going as late as we possibly can, but there's some people going on the 26th, which that would really not work for our guys who are in 8 week sessions because they're taking finals on the 26th.
Mm-hmm. And you so know how antsy they get in these practices prior to the season starting.
Their last thing on their mind is taking a final.
Gonna,
you know, in July. You know, but we shouldn't be playing football in July. And I don't think. But that's just my opinion.
I
think they're going to get it fixed next year and reduce the practice opportunities, which they should.
We're out of time. I have to ask you one question. My wife, you know, you were speaking at the Kiwanis yesterday.
I sat right next to your lovely wife.
She wanted to ask you a question, but you were running long, so she didn't. So I'll ask it for her. When your red shirt. A player.
Correct.
How do you keep them motivated? How do you keep them interested when they can't be out there playing?
That's a really good question.
Good question, Lori.
It's a really good question by Lori. Usually, I call it the second team syndrome. You want to stay away from that, and you're developing. The reason why we're redshirting you, if I'm talking to you as a player, is to make sure you're going to. This is a 12-month opportunity to grow, get better as a player. You know, strength training, all that stuff. So take advantage of playing against the best players you can see every day on the practice field. You're going to be going against our ones and our twos, our best players. So it's a great opportunity for a young guy to bring up a kid like Drew Himmelman. We gray-shirted and red-shirted him. So he's had a lot of benefit from that, I think. So he'll be more ready to play when he steps in. It's an opportunity to start and play more and have a longer career.
All right. So gray-shirt, red-shirt. Larry Lyons, how many color shirts are there?
There's a blue shirt, too.
There's a blue shirt, yeah.
Don't ask me to explain that to you.
All right.
Completely.
I got to know, but we'll do that off the air. All right. Glad to be part of it for the next 5 years. Good seeing you, Coach. Good
Great to see you, guys. Yeah, I wonder what happened. I haven't seen you in a long, long, long time. I thought we were friends.
I'll check.
Business first, I guess.
I just don't want to bother you. I always just feel like I'm bothering you.
Well, let's get back on a regular schedule again.
Let's go.
Now that we're
ready to go again.
Let's go, baby. All right. Good seeing you all.